Hey, I'm Butterfly.
Hey, I'm Firefly.
Have you ever wondered if we aren't being told the truth about everything?
What have we been lied to about? Join us as we have conversations and ask questions about everything. We invite you to keep an open mind and consider the unfathomable.
Let's break the chains that enslave our minds. Come on, let's go down the rabbit hole.
What's up, Butterfly?
Hey, Firefly, what's going on?
Well, I think we are getting ready to embark on another rabbit hole episode here.
Oh my gosh.
You had mentioned like you wanted to preface this episode with an assertion.
An observation.
Yes.
Well, you know what? I think I saw another dire wolf in my neighborhood.
There's another one. Yeah. They're cloning a lot of them.
I think you live
in the area of the lab.
I think. So it's one of my neighbors who I'm real friendly with, and she got this really cute puppy several months ago. I think he's like maybe around 8 months now. But she had told me that it was half golden retriever, half husky. But you know what? Now that I know more about the dire wolves, it's a dire wolf.
What if it's like a hybrid? It's like a dire Labrador.
I mean, it looks exactly like those pictures that I saw on the news of the dire wolf.
Which makes you almost think, what if it was like somebody's Labrador retriever that died and the dire wolf scientists were like, this is a dire wolf pup.
Totally.
It could have been a Labrador retriever.
Yeah. I just keep wondering, like when I see this dog now, I keep wondering, like, does she know that that's a dire wolf? Like, should I tell her? Like, I think your husky golden retriever is actually a dire wolf. Do you know about the dire wolves?
What if she says?
And he's real friendly.
She starts acting real kind of squirrely, like she can't really divulge because she's part of a program.
Yeah, so she's just telling me that it's like a labradoodle husky combo, but it's
she's like in the witness protection program. She can't tell you.
Maybe she was part of the DNA research that was happening like in her kitchen.
Or maybe she's been severanced so that she's raising the dogs, but she doesn't actually know. She doesn't have actually like any recognition. So you go, you ask her like questions about the puppy,
yeah,
and she's just gonna give you like these real canned responses that she's been trying to tell. Yeah.
It's half, what did she say? Half golden retriever, half husky, but
that's
just what she's been told.
It's dire wolf.
And she didn't really know like exactly like how old it was either.
You know what? They probably need like walkers to walk their dire wolves. So they're literally walking the dog, but they're walkers. But they're walkers who are walkers.
Yeah, walking walkers.
They're dog walking walkers.
I see her every day walking the dog.
That's her role.
Yeah.
She's walking the dire wolves.
Yeah.
She's raising the new flock of SWAT team members.
So they're just sprinkling these dogs into like communities. And I mean, I've seen a few of them now. And they are cute. They are cute.
You know why? Because what if the dire wolves that are being raised by just normal people, they're like recording everything and like gathering data.
Oh my gosh.
So when she's talking with you, the dire wolf is like collecting a profile on you. Like you ever notice like when you're looking at the puppy, is the puppy like looking at you kind of weird? Like, you know, like I'm recording all this. They're like little recording devices.
Oh my gosh. Could totally be.
It's
like snuck into my house a couple times too. I wonder what like. Information it got.
That was not accidental.
No.
It was like gathering data on like how you live. It's like, well, we already kind of knew, but we just needed to like verify
something. It probably like gathered some DNA off the floor and stuff.
Yeah. It took like some like hybrid like cyborg dump on your rug. And now that is going to be like leaving behind nanotechnology on your rug. Even when you clean it up, it's like it left dog poo nano.
Well, it didn't leave any poop, but it definitely left a lot of like slobber. There was a lot of slobber.
Slobber is actually nanotechnology.
Yeah.
What if they vaccinated your whole house?
Oh, that was the way
that they COVID vaccinated you.
Yeah, I hope it didn't vaccinate my dog.
It probably did. It vaccinated everybody.
That dog played with my dog several times.
So the dire wolf clone goes in and it like vaccinates everyone. Like you go up and you pet the dog and you're like, oh, how cute.
So cute.
And you're getting vaccinated now.
Ew, it's like,
oh man.
God.
I feel like I've been dire wolfed.
That's how they're gonna dire wolf us.
Like, what if now they're like have people like having a heart attack and they're like, dude, I didn't take the vaccine. And you're like, well, why are you having a heart attack at 31 years old?
It must be that dire wolf puppy I just got.
My neighbor's puppy. Like, that's one more thing now you got to be careful of,
I know,
you
all
know?
those dire wolves roaming around.
It's so crazy. It's like a new thing.
It is. It's like, it's like the walkers, but a dog version,
The dog walker walkers.
But I think you wanted to talk about some other walkers that you came
Well,
across
yeah, speaking
recently.
of kind of walkers, like, so I went to Costco.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's like an ordeal in itself.
Well,
Don't you get exhausted?
I got given an annual,
exhausts me to
it
go there.
was exhausting.
It's like
Well,
going on a huge trip.
the thing I notice is like right when you pull into the parking lot in the vicinity of Costco, you start to get Costco mentality people that are operating motorized vehicles, which is extremely stressful.
It's dangerous.
You have to have your head on a swivel
Yeah.
because these people are not fully like cognizant.
No, and
There's a
they're
lot of walkers.
and have you noticed that they all like they're like racing around with their huge
They're
shopping carts? They're
yes.
super aggressive.
I literally almost sustained an injury. I mean, it was just like people like pushing their carts so fast.
Yeah, they're always in a hurry, and it's like they're angry if you're like in their way.
They're so mad. They
Like if
want to
you,
get their discounts.
yeah,
Yeah.
if you dare to like stop and actually like kind of look at some stuff, they're like angry.
They'll like literally kind of shove you out of the way.
They will.
Like I was feeling kind of shoved,
Yeah.
you know?
Like you're getting sort of herded.
You're totally herded because you have to go past like the Judas goat just to get in.
Yeah.
And the Judas goat guides you to the rest of Costco.
And have you noticed now they have like a scanner
It's
now
a scanner.
to get
Yeah.
in, so they're like automatically like recording and like keeping track of your info right
Oh,
when you enter.
and so this just happened today. So I just got the membership. So today was my first time visiting Costco as a member,
Oh,
right?
congratulations.
I'm so happy about it.
You're part of another cult.
I feel like I maybe have to take a shower now. But anyways, I went to scan my membership card and it didn't work. I didn't scan it right. So all the locals, they know how to scan it right.
And you were
So
holding it.
they were like already like all I did was like try to scan it and then go to walk. And then the gatekeeper lady was like, "Sir, no." And I had to go look and I had to try it again. She goes, "No." And then I did it again. I finally went through. And just in that little bit of delay, there was like 10 people angrily with
With their
carts
huge
waiting.
carts,
They're like
pushing your butt
so
like a
mad.
cow prodder.
Yeah. Like, you don't know how to scan.
Oh my gosh.
Like they all had their phones with the app and they're just like,
I
this is how you do
know.
it.
Another app.
Yeah, you're doing it wrong. So they're
Wow.
like mad at me. And then so I make my way in and then it kind of I got micromanaged.
Yeah.
So I'm always getting micromanaged. And Costco is like where it kind of gets really intense, like micromanagement.
They're like aggressive.
It's like a crucible in there.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, ooh. So I got like shoved over to the T-Mobile counter where they're like, we're changing your phone service. It's cheaper. So you want to
Just demand it,
Yeah.
sir.
Like I wasn't, it was like I was just like pressured, like conditioned. I was like, okay. So I went over there, like, kind of like against my
Excuse me,
will.
what new phone service, but we
No,
had to.
getting it against your will. Now your Costco membership, you have your phone through us. Like you have a whole, have you ever
And
noticed
life is gonna be through
everything?
us.
Have you ever seen that movie Idiocracy?
I need to see that.
That's like data.
I
You gotta
totally,
like do some research.
yeah.
So Idiocracy is
I've only
the,
seen like bits and pieces.
so it's a dystopian future
Yeah, I know the
and
premise and I know how, like,
everybody's dumb.
yeah.
And the guy gets kind of fast forward to the future somehow. And
Yeah.
then everybody's really stupid. And his lawyer, who's defending him, because he gets in trouble right off the bat because he's like not belonging there. So his lawyer got his law degree from Costco.
Oh,
And
great.
in the future, like
They probably have
everything
them.
is this big, like Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome kind of desolate dystopia. But there's this huge Costco, and that's all there is in the future town.
Oh, that's all
So
you need.
it's all you need. And I'm seeing that that's kind of the way they have it there. So like when you go get a new membership, there's like a dude there who walks you through and like you can have a bank account there. You can have your car insurance there.
You don't need to leave Costco. It's like your whole life.
You can get healthcare there,
Yeah.
which is kind of weird.
Uh-oh.
Like
That's kind of scary.
they have like a you can get prescriptions filled there.
Yeah.
So Costco will like give you your blue pills. You can go to Costco and get like I'm running out of blue pills, no problem.
We've got them here.
Yeah. So
You don't even need a prescription for that.
Costco's like everything you need. It's one-stop shop. You can get gas, you can get your car washed, get your car fixed, all this stuff. And so that's kind of, I guess, cool, but it also kind of feels kind of culty.
Yeah.
Like they're kind of shoving me into like a big box that takes care of everything. I mean,
Yeah.
why don't I just live in a 15-minute city from Costco? Like a Costco city.
That's probably what they're working on.
You just live above Costco.
Yeah. Ew. Did you get by any of those little sample
Yeah.
things, the sample ladies? They should have like guardrails around those. Those
They're
are super dangerous
it's
to be
kind of high
staring.
pressure because as you stop to go to the sample counter, all of the walkers are really they the
They're,
walkers are walking really fast at Costco
yeah,
and they've got shopping carts, every one of them.
like oversized. They're like
Over
RV sized shopping
RV sized
carts.
shopping carts real fast. And if you stop to like just look at a sample for a second, first of all, the sample person is like they're like NPCs.
Yeah.
Like, so the sample guy is kind of like Zelda. So like when you go and you go into this level, there's like the bearded guy that gives you your food and he's got like the canned response. That's who the sample guy is at Costco.
Yeah.
It's an NPC who gives you a canned response and you're just supposed to go, oh, okay, sure, I'll try it.
I'll buy one of those.
But then you're like high pressured, like, okay, sample and move on
Yeah.
because other people are behind you going, come
Well,
on.
and the people that are waiting for the samples are super aggressive.
They are.
Like they wait for those samples and they get like really mad, like if
Everybody
anybody
in
gets scared.
Costco is super impatient.
Yeah.
Nobody is there with a calm attitude. Everybody feels like they're getting their bargains and they want to do it fast.
Yeah. Have you
You
ever
know?
tried to get a chicken? I almost got clubbed by some old lady.
They get mad.
Yeah. She like the lines were coming from two different directions and I sort of like got like in between like two people and she was like, "Go sudden line." She was like,
Yeah.
I thought she was gonna beat me up. She was like
Dude,
a 70-year-old lady. She was really mean.
I saw
It
an
was
altercation
scary.
like that at the gas pumps earlier. Because you know how you can get gas at Costco and it's like way cheaper. So
Supposedly.
yeah, no, it is. Like, dude, I got
Really?
gas for like 4.30 a gallon,
Oh wow.
which I think it's like $5 most places right now.
Did you know that that gas station right next door though has like the same price?
I
I
know.
should
Isn't
check
that
that out. It's
weird?
weird. They're competing.
So then, like, am I paying for the whole membership thing, like, for nothing? But anyways, so in when you're waiting in gas, like everybody kind of drinks the Kool-Aid, the gas is cheaper there,
Right.
right? So there's a long line.
Yeah.
So
You
this
probably
lady,
use like 5 gallons just waiting in line.
you kind of do, you probably defeat the purpose. So anyways, this lady got impatient waiting for one of the pumps. And so, well, what happened was, so two walkers got an altercation at the gas pumps.
Ooh.
So one walker was driving her like Land Rover and the other walker was in a Tesla. So
Interesting.
the one with the Land Rover, even though the pump was the, even though her gas tank is on the other side, she like went, oh, that one's open. And she like drove over and into it and then dragged the pump over her Land Rover. And I'm like, eh,
No
I want to
way.
save 5 minutes. So then the other walker, Karen, got mad and started driving over just to like browbeat the one who cut. And then she almost ran over the dude who was at the first pump. And I literally like she like went like millimeters from this dude, almost clipped him between his car and
Like the actual person?
yeah, like
Wow.
almost clipped him to his car between her car and his car
Yikes.
because she wanted to browbeat the one for cutting. And then she saw
Yeah.
that she cut and then she backed up and she just sat there all mad. And then one opened on mine and she did the same thing and said, I'm gonna go over here now. And then she dragged the pump over to the other side.
No way.
Yeah. So
Monkey see, monkey do.
yeah, and she was like, I'm gonna do that then. And like, I'm gonna save a couple of
Somebody
seconds.
was a jerk to me, so now I'm going to be a jerk to somebody
She was
else.
like, it's justified.
It's
So what am I do now?
not even to the same
So now you'll
person.
see that behavior will like now become
The norm.
like an epidemic over there, like an epidemic of
Just
walker behavior.
dragging the pumps all over the
So that
place.
was kind of disconcerting as I watched that. Like you're like a sociologist, like observing, and you're just like, wow, our culture is kind of gross. Like
It is
that in itself
gross.
was gross. But
Yeah.
then I noticed like just like the real angry kind of everybody's always in a hurry kind of attitude there,
Yeah.
you know? And the other thing I noticed is people seem to stock up in this real kind of anxiety stricken way.
Oh, yeah. You know, do you
Like they
ever?
have just like tons of paper towels on
Yeah,
hand,
it's really weird. Like, I think I told you about this. I saw this guy with a shopping cart, like full of like these random supplements. It was like one particular, it was like some like
So weird.
vitamin D or vitamin E or something. It was like with chromium.
I need 12 jars of this.
He had like 35 bottles of this stuff.
Really?
Yeah. And then he had like 15 containers of Toblerone chocolate,
Do you know why? That's
which
so weird.
was
You know
super
what I think they
random.
do is he probably sells those. He probably,
Resales them.
yeah, which is kind of weird. I guess, okay, so you go to Costco and you buy it at a discount and then you go sell it for
Yeah, he was an Asian guy. Like maybe he's got like some little like liquor store or something, but it was really weird. Like how many people are buying like chromium? They were like orange capsules.
Well, it's
Like,
funny that you mentioned he was Asian because I felt like I was in a third world country.
yeah,
Like
it's
I
kind of
was
like,
in, but just to clarify, I was in the United States. So when I went to this Costco earlier today, I was still here in the United States of America.
You think you were.
I thought I
You might have
was.
been like in some portals.
I was in like a third world country, and they're kind of looking at me like I was bad. Like, what are you doing
Like you
here?
didn't fit in.
Yeah, I think because I'm a white male. I think I'm not allowed anymore. I'm not really invited.
You're non-ethnic.
You're non-ethnic. It's like you're bad. Can you just not?
You don't get a chicken.
I think it like the policies and procedures at Costco are just like if you're white, we need you to kill yourself if you could. So I kind of because there wasn't a lot of white people in there, I felt like I was kind of like outnumbered.
You were like the
And
minority.
yeah, and then like people were pushing past me, like, not only are you white, but you're in the way,
Yeah, like hurry up.
It was kind of like when I first started working in New York City. I used to just walk around like a drop job, looking at the buildings, and New Yorkers get all mad
Yeah, because
because
they're all in a hurry
there's
too.
so much traffic on the sidewalk just walking. So people are like shoving past you, like stop observing.
Stop seeing your world.
Costco was like that too.
Yeah.
Like if I stopped to even look at a product, there's like somebody like there just going, stop it. You're not it. Then like one time I was gonna go down an aisle and then I changed my mind. I was like, no, I don't want. And then I went to come back out of the aisle and I couldn't
You almost
move.
got sideswept.
I couldn't move. It was like a traffic jam. There was like this procession of like third world people with carts, and I had to wait until it cleared
It's like you're
before
merging onto the freeway.
it was like that.
Yeah.
And then they come really close. I like almost, like I said, sustained an injury. This one like Filipino lady, she like almost crammed into my heel, and I was like wearing like thongs,
I wonder if there's if that would be like an insurance situation where, they'd be like, oh, if you get rear-ended, then it's that person's
I think
fault.
it,
But
but then they go,
like,
oh, but you're white.
yeah.
You don't have a case. But think about the if it's reversed. Think about if I'm pushing my oversized SUV cart through Costco and I nailed some like Latina in the ankle.
You'd be a jerk.
Well,
You'd
dude, I'd probably go to jail.
probably.
Probably go to jail, at least lose all my money that I don't have. You know what I'm saying? They would at
Seriously.
least be like, you're canceled for that.
We'll cancel you.
So I don't know. Costco felt like a weird experience. Like part of me is like kind of happy that I'm saving money, I guess.
Yeah.
But I kind of felt like I was adopting maybe a third world kind of cultural norm.
Yeah, it's kind of weird too. Like, you have to pay money to save money,
That's weird.
and then you have to buy everything like in these huge bulk size containers. Everything is like way too much, unless you've got like a family of eight or something, So,
Oh, and that's how third world people do it. Like third world people, they kind of like have huge families, a lot of them, Like how many kids do you have? Oh, we have 10. It's like, wow. Oh, okay.
So they need to go to Costco.
They're like, well, I'm bringing home like a gallon of mayonnaise.
They get like two of those.
I mean, I guess I can't eat that huge tray of blueberry muffins.
Well,
It's too big. There's no way.
you could always resell it.
Well, yeah,
You
but
could have like a little like stand on the corner or something.
like in front of my house.
Eat one and then go sell the other 15.
Plus, everybody can see I bought them at Costco. They're like, nah.
Oh, you gotta repackage them. You gotta have like a nice little basket or something to put them
Yeah. And they're like, wow, did you make those? Yeah.
in. I'm
We
a
made them.
baker. Wow, these taste just like the ones at
They, wow.
Costco.
like I use their recipe. That'll be $5. I totally could see
You
that.
could make some money doing it.
And that's probably what people do.
I wonder if there's like, do you think there's like a law or some kind of rule about that?
The government kind of doesn't like it if you figure out how to make money.
If they
They're
don't,
like,
they'd probably like put an extra tax on that item. Blueberry muffins is like, that's an extra like 20% of
They're like, we're
charge.
gonna have to tax you for that. You're gonna owe for that. But the one thing like I know about Costco is like it also kind of feels like when you go there, you're being micromanaged, like we've talked about all the time.
Totally.
Like, first of all, like when you pull into the parking lot, it's like it's guiding you where you gotta drive, and people drive really bad.
Super aggressive.
They're
The
aggressive.
aggression starts as soon as you get in the parking lot.
They're discourteous. And then the other thing, like they're discourteous in a hurry, but also kind of got their head lodged up their ass. So it's kind of like a perfect storm. So when you pull in the parking lot, you have people with their head lodged up their ass who like start backing out before they even look. So that's dangerous. And then have you ever noticed like walkers are kind of like oblivious to what's going on around them?
Oh,
So
totally.
they'll just kind of push their cart out in front of you when you're driving, and they just like they don't have any cognition that you're driving and that you're like waiting for them.
Yeah, they
If
don't
it,
even look.
yeah,
They just go
they just
and they
walk.
expect everybody to be watching and
They're
just,
walkers,
yeah.
and Costco is where the walkers shop. That's what I
For
noticed.
sure.
It's Costco
It's
walkers.
cult-like.
So that's kind of tough. So the pedestrians are kind of tough, but then you're guided, and then you kind of get through. You go to the gas station and get your gas. Then you go and you get guided to go to your car wash, which is all AI, you know. The car wash is pretty cool.
Is
The
it?
car wash is pretty cool. It's like gnarly, like hoses and all these brushes.
Oh my
And
gosh.
dude, I was pretty stoked.
I need to go try that.
It was pretty awesome. But so you get done with that, but then like so you go park the car and then you walk, and then the first thing you do is you got to show your card to get in.
Yeah.
You know,
ID.
you have the ID to get in. You're not allowed in. It's membership. And it's kind of culty.
It is. It's a Costco cult.
I wonder if I could have my membership revoked if I said the wrong thing in there. Do you imagine?
Yeah, you don't fit in.
Like, what if you went with me and we went shopping and I like made some kind of observation that they didn't like? I'm sure they surveil like everybody in there. And they
Yeah.
go, Firefly, can you please report to the membership desk? And you go, whoa, what's going on? Well, we heard you guys talking, and according to our policies and procedures that you signed on to with membership, you're not allowed to speak about anything we don't want you to speak about. So we're gonna go ahead and revoke your membership, and if we see you here again, we're gonna die.
I
Like, I totally see that.
could totally see
You
that as
know?
well.
Or like, what if in the future you can't get food anywhere but Costco?
Oh, so you're forced to shop there.
And then your membership is so important,
Yeah.
but now Costco's kind of becomes Big Brother.
People be like killing for the memberships.
Yeah, and they're like micromanaging your membership.
What
So,
if there was like tiers of memberships? Like
yeah,
if you misbehave, it's like the social credit score system. You know, if you misbehave, maybe you're only allowed to shop like in the first three aisles or something. Like
yeah.
you can buy bread and, you know,
Or how about you
maybe
can't buy
cheese.
food?
Yeah.
Like you're starving, but
All you can buy is leggings.
you can buy leggings and a toaster oven, but you
You
can't
have
buy
nothing
anything
to
to eat.
toast.
That's the way they turn you off.
You're like,
Just
okay,
to
great.
kind of
Can toast my leggings, but all I wanted was a piece of bread.
So like at our house, like we have no food, but tons of appliances. And the furniture is super nice and new clothes, new shoes, but I'm really hungry. Like Costco could totally do that. I could totally see Costco being like maybe the model.
Totally.
It's the model. It's like everything is through here. That's why they want you to have everything through there. Your car insurance, your car getting worked on.
I think you can
Maybe.
even buy cars there.
What if the cars are like Anne Heshable?
They will be.
They Anne Hesh you. So like I bought my car at Costco, and then you're having a conversation in your car that's like not
They don't
appropriate.
like you.
All of a sudden it starts going 90 miles an hour, and you're like, whoa, I'm in a neighborhood. What's going on?
It runs into a tree.
Somebody's door cam like catches you going, whatever. I'm like, who is that? Well, that was somebody who probably said something wrong in their
We've got
Costco
another Anne Hesh
car. Ah, you got an Anheuser. See, you got to be careful when you buy those Costco cards. I could see that being the case. So then, like, now membership has its privileges, and membership is kind of like surviving.
Yeah. And then they have like vacations, but maybe those are all sort of like AI, maybe it's like virtual vacations,
What if it's kind of like Sirhan, where you disassociate your vacation? You sit in your pod at home, but they give you like some kind of a vacation experience. It's all visceral though. It's just like you imagine that you went to the Bahamas.
Yeah. That's how they keep it cheap.
That's how they
That's how
keep
they
it
can
cheap.
make it really cheap. They don't actually send you anywhere.
You have no idea that
But
you didn't actually
they could
go.
give you like a gallon jug of rum
Yeah.
and some juice. And
And while you got your VR goggles
think
on,
you're in the
you're like
Bahamas.
at the Bahamas. You're like,
You're
wow,
like, wow, I'm having like a nice
this is so
tropical drink.
cool. That's probably something they perfected with like the moon landing guys, right?
Right.
They're the ones that were the first ones to ever do that. They're just like,
I mean,
well,
if they could do that, they can certainly do a vacation at the Bahamas
Costco's
from
just
your
like,
living room.
we perfected that, okay? But that's not how they sell it. They sell it like it's a real vacation
Yeah.
to you.
So you'll spend like, $5,000 on it.
You're like,
It only costs them like 20 bucks.
and then you're like asking questions like they don't like you to ask, that you go, wait, so if I want to take this vacation, I gotta take this pill first? Yes. Why do I take a pill? Okay, we're gonna have to not let you go on vacation unless you just don't
It's
ask
for travel
questions.
sickness.
It's for air sickness. Take it. And then like once you take the pill, all of a sudden you disassociate. You
And
like begin your
you're
vacation.
in the Bahamas with your rum.
So I don't know, Costco kind of felt culty. I think we needed to unpack it just a little bit. I mean, maybe there's not much to chew on there, but I felt like there was some aspects of it, like membership.
Well, it's kind of like when you go into Costco, you're actually like going down a rabbit hole,
Yeah.
Like
Yeah.
every aisle is like a deeper into the rabbit hole.
And maybe they're kind of guiding you with the products that they sell you. You
Yeah.
know, this is how you should live.
Totally.
And a lot of their food is like, I noticed, super preservatively.
Oh, that brings up a really good point because so you know that app I told you about where I can like scan barcodes and it tells you like
Glass, or what's it called?
basically
What's it called?
yucca.
Yucca,
It
yucca.
tells you how like bad something is for you. So, I have been buying this like package of turkey like for sandwiches at Costco re recently and it says natural. And like I read the labels before and it looked like it was probably okay, I scanned it and it was rated bad.
Yeah.
Bad, and it has some like carcinogen in it.
It's probably got dead baby.
In the yeah.
They put dead baby in a lot of
It's
stuff.
in there and it's like something was a carcinogen. I'm like, crap, I've been eating this stuff.
Like, I noticed there's aisle after aisle after aisle of frozen.
Yeah,
And they
lots of
probably put dead
preservatives.
baby in those.
Ugh,
Like,
lots of
everything.
chemicals.
Yeah.
Lots of chemicals.
Like, I bet you one of the membership services is like a dead baby diet. And it's just like, you
Gross.
can just go in there and you can just buy all foods that have dead baby.
Ew.
Plus, there's a lot of like obese people, like Ozempic users there.
Yeah. Oh, you can probably get Ozempic there. I
Probably.
bet you. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So I told you I had my dad's memorial. So we had some friends in from out of town that knew my dad. And you know, I figured Ozempic, making fun of Ozempic would be safe. No.
Now nothing's
So
safe.
I made fun of Ozempic, and
Everything is un-PC.
it was like, oh, well, my friend actually uses Ozempic because he has diabetes and they're using it to treat, he's really working it. And I felt like going, so injecting Gila Monster venom into your stomach is good for your
Is
diabetes? I don't know.
hmm.
And then she
So
even
it's gonna
said,
fix your diabetes, but
and then she
what else
said
is it
her daughter, who I know her daughter, she's not fat. But she went down to Mexico to get like black market Ozempic.
doing? Oh, that sounds safe.
So you're gonna go down, not only are you gonna inject something in your stomach, that sounds already kind of sketchy, but you're gonna go down to Mexico and buy it
By
and just be like, I'm just gonna go ahead and shoot this in.
the plain wrap version, the
And it
no
is the
name
plain
version.
wrap, because I was even kind of probing. I was like, so you get like generic Ozempic? And she's like, yeah, well, it's not as potent.
Generica
Yeah.
from Mexico.
Yeah, so I guess you lose 5 pounds instead of 10.
It's worth
I mean,
it.
and it's kind of weird too, like the way that people have kind of normalized Ozempic, you
I
know.
know.
It's
Like
like,
it's
yeah. What? It's like, well, why don't you just diet and exercise? No.
I heard this one lady talking about it, and she was like, oh, you know, because I had like high A1C or something like that. She goes, and
That sounds like Kool-Aid.
I know. And she's like, I just need a little kickstart. This is just to kickstart me and then, you know, get me on my way. And I
That
was like,
was the sales pitch from the
yeah.
doctor.
And I'm like, oh, so you're off of it now? And she's like, oh no,
No.
I'm still on.
It was a kickstart that kind of just keeps
That
kicking.
keeps lasting forever.
It's a kickstart and a kick end. It keeps on going. You know, it's funny because the whole obesity thing came up again. I watched a Mark Dice episode today. Did you watch that? Did you ever watch Mark Dice?
No.
He's pretty cool. Anyways, he goes, I got to get this off my chest. And he goes, everywhere they're kind of pushing this idea that fat girls are beautiful and they should be models. It's like, well, I'm not saying that as a dude, I haven't gone hogging. I have. But that doesn't mean that I think it's healthy. It's not healthy. I mean, if I care about a girl, I'm going to be like, look, I still think you're sexually attractive, but you should lose weight because it's not good for you to be that way. Your lifestyle needs to be better. But they're kind of going away from that, going, no, that's body shaming. You need to love them.
But at the same time, they're pushing this Ozempic type stuff to
Yeah.
make you get skinny. But I've noticed they don't really get skinny though. They
No.
lose like 10 pounds. So maybe that's all part of
And if you weigh like 330,
the and you lose 10 pounds and you're still large.
it's like now you shove something, like stuck something in your stomach, and you did it for like no real effect. No one's gonna notice. But I don't know. It's like, yeah, it's kind of weird. It's like, oh, well, here, Ozempic is that you don't have to be fat, but you're beautiful being fat.
So it's
So,
kind of mixed messaging.
yeah.
I'm confused. If I was a fat chick, I think I'd be confused about that. Am
Yeah.
I supposed to, am I beautiful? Am I supposed to be fat or am I supposed to be
I'm
skinny?
perfect the way I am, but I also take Ozempic. It's like, well, wait a minute. If you're perfect, then why do you gotta take like this body modification Gila monster venom in your stomach?
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's a kind of another rabbit hole. We might have to just do like a fat rabbit
I
hole.
think we sort of started to see
Fat rabbits.
where. You know, I never thought it could be possible for rabbits to get fat because all they eat is veggies, right?
Yeah.
But I've known some chubby bunnies.
Yeah, me
They
too.
get real chubby. They get those cute little like double chins and they're really fat and cuddly. So I don't know. You can get fat eating too many
You don't want
carrots.
to fat shame rabbits.
No,
You
no.
want to tell them that they're still cute.
But
That's kind of weird how it came up, but I noticed like
well, it was from shooting down the Costco rabbit holes.
Costco.
Just like we said, there's many rabbit holes there. That was
Have you ever eaten at Costco?
Yeah, you can get like a slice of pizza and a Coke for like
It's like 250
two
for
to
both
a
of those.
dollar twenty
And the
nine.
slice of pizza is huge.
And they serve Pepsi there instead of Coke, which I like because I know they're all owned by the same company, but I don't like Coke.
No.
If I'm gonna drink a
Pepsi's
cola,
got the right amount of dead baby.
yeah, has a better taste, I think.
I've always
And
liked
it
Pepsi.
doesn't make me jumpy.
Yeah,
There's
don't.
something in Coke that actually makes me jumpy. I'm starting to wonder, like, you know,
Cocaine.
my grandma told my mom she couldn't have Coke when she was a kid because she said there was cocaine in it.
There is. There
And
was.
I was never allowed to have it when I was a kid because they still thought
I don't
that was
think
the
they took it
case.
out. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
Why would
wondering.
they take it out?
I don't know.
They kind of want you on Coke,
I
right?
think they want you
I
that
think
way.
that's like kids get Coke to start to like become druggies and then
Yeah.
druggies their whole lives. But soda is just gnarly.
It's so bad for you.
But
But a Pepsi with a slice of pizza is kind of good sometimes.
it's good. I did it. And so I had a pizza and a chicken bake and a soda, and I couldn't even finish it all. And it
It's a
was like,
lot.
I know. And it was like $6. So I mean,
And
dude.
their nitrite infused hot dogs are really good
I know.
too.
It was really
It's
good
something
tasting,
about
but I was thinking about
carcinogen.
it. I like acid reflux later on, but
Know.
that's neither here nor there.
That's
But
okay. You can buy like a gallon tub of Tums.
they got them. They got you under control. But I noticed, like, so I was sitting there eating, and everyone around me, I was really crowded, and there was a lot of people eating, and they're all really obese.
Large.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think maybe that Costco food kind of makes you fat.
I think they sort of encourage that there. That's why they
Yeah.
have like everything in the large containers.
Even large carts, it's like for fat people, you know? It's
You're
like,
probably going to gain like 50 pounds now. You're shopping
plus,
there.
yeah. Plus, like, it's hard to get out of people's way. Like, the aisles are wide, but you have big fat people with SUV carts. They're hard to, like, get out of the way of.
It's made for like huge people
Yeah. Like, if
with
you weigh
huge
1,000
appetites.
pounds, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Plus, they have Rascals. If you feel like you're too fat to walk around Costco,
You can just wall-e
yeah, Wally it, and
it.
you can just rascal around.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I think those are like VIP members.
Probably.
You know?
They've eaten so many extra large
It's
containers at
quite part of your
Costco.
membership. It's like,
You can graduate to the Rascal
would you
card.
like to do the Rascal membership? It's full Rascal all year long. Yes, I'd like to Rascal. You
Okay,
know?
well we need to weigh you first.
Yeah.
It's a prerequisite.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You don't quite qualify,
You're
but
10 pounds below the Rascal.
go buy a few more large tubs
Yeah.
of macaroni salad and you might.
Here, take these blueberry muffins and then you come back tomorrow. Then you'll be enough. But yeah, you know what probably happened there is they probably took Ozempic and lost the 10 pounds and then they lost their Rascal status. So they're kind of like, that was it. So you notice how walkers, they're always kind of like bumping into these contradictions of terms.
Yeah.
And then they have to come to terms with it. Like,
But they don't ever really question it.
it's kind of weird. Like, you can kind of see them kind of going, wait a minute.
I did what the cult told me to, and now I'm like supposed to do something
I
else.
don't know how to process this. Like, okay, like, do you like your Tesla? Yes. But is Elon Musk good?
Yeah.
No. But Elon owns Tesla? Yes. So you'll see him
It's
kind of grapple
confusing.
with that. They'll be like, don't talk to me anymore. I need to be told by CNN how to move forward.
Totally.
So, anyways, I think that's pretty much all I had to say. But Costco,
It's gnarly.
I felt like Costco kind of feels Brave New Worldy.
Totally.
It's kind of brave. I guess it's more like Wall-E.
Yeah.
It's more like Wall-E
Yeah.
or Idiocracy.
It's like Idiocracy.
That's what
Yeah.
Costco makes it feel like.
Yeah.
It's like stupid fat people and also kind of culty because you have a membership, and anytime you have a membership, it feels like a cult.
Right.
And it also
You're
feels like
joining.
you're joining. Now here's the Kool-Aid. And if you don't drink it, then you get kicked out. I'm wondering if, what if, I'm curious to see if my membership gets revoked. I'm gonna, like, next time I go in there, I'm gonna bring somebody who I like to talk to about this kind of stuff and just
I'll
real
go with
loud, yeah, you go with me.
you.
And we'll do, how about we do an episode in
Oh
Costco,
my gosh, a live
a
episode.
live episode,
Yeah.
just walking around Costco,
That'd be fun.
and then see if, like, my membership gets revoked at the end of that. Like, one of the attendants comes up.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Well, that was fun to
That
talk
was
about.
fun. I
Yeah.
was so glad to see you again. Well, then we'll
Soon.
just do kind of a short one. That was kind of short.
I'll see
Okay.
you
I'll
later.
talk to you soon.
Bye.